This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z. Welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. As always, I really appreciate you tuning in. I hope you had a wonderful weekend last weekend. There were a lot of great events going on, a couple of regional championships, which are part of your Roads to Worlds. And this coming weekend, there are a total of 9 different events going on, between 7 of them at Doc Dogs and 2 of them at Dueling Dogs. It's crazy. It is just insane. So let's just get right into the show right now, and I'm going to list really fast here. Here are the events that are coming up for this weekend. There is the Arapahoe County Fair, which takes place July 29th through the 31st, and that is in Aurora, Colorado, part of the Rocky Mountain Doc Dogs Club events, one of Doc Dogs affiliated clubs. There is the Shields Hunting Expo in Fargo, North Dakota, July 29th and 30th. There is the Chippewa County Fair, part of the Doc Dogs Northern Stars, and that is July 29th through the 31st in Montevideo, Minnesota. Also, the Hurricane Dock Diving event in West Hampton Beach, New York, a Doc Dogs Worldwide event, July 29th and 30th. And we have Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs at the Tuckasee Outdoor Expo July 30th and 31st in Clarksville, Tennessee. We also have Hudson Valley Doc Dogs in Millerton, New York as part of the affiliated club series at the Hudson Valley Dogs Summer Plunge July 30th and 31st. And there's the Shields Family Fun Weekend, Overland Park, Kansas, July 30th and 31st, part of Doc Dogs Worldwide. And then starting the following Wednesday is the Winnebago County Fair, which takes place in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which then turns into the Midwest Regional Championships on August 5th through the 7th in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, one of your Roads to Worlds. Then you have 2 Dueling Dogs events going on this weekend. There is the Dueling Dogs at the Tin Wolf Inn and July 29th through the 31st in Ashland, Kentucky, and Dueling Dogs at the Dubuque County Fair, July 29th through the 31st in Dubuque, Iowa. Okay, did you get all that? Hopefully so. It went by pretty quick. You can always rewind, right, and check that out. Now, for the Dueling Dogs events, you definitely want to make sure that you are pre-registered. You don't want to make all that drive and find out that you can't get into one of the duels or something like that. Well, as is the case for the Doc Dogs events, too, but I think it's more important for the Dueling Dogs events right now, simply because it's a newer setup, newer system, and, you know, little glitches can still happen here and there, and we haven't had a Dueling Dog event in six months, so it's been a while, so people are going to have to get refreshed, not only competitors and how everything operates, but the crew as well. It's going to be a little bit of a learning back up again, just a little curve, so just to help prevent any possible glitches or other things that could come into place, you definitely want to get pre-registered for those events that are coming up this weekend and all the future Dueling Dogs events. One of the other things I want to tell you about that's going on is the Doc Dogs photo and video contest. I've told you a lot of details about it, but basically you don't need to be a professional photographer, you don't need to have a fancy camera, and you could win $100. And don't forget, this goes over to Dueling Dogs also, and it's totally separate, so Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs, so make sure you have those cameras out, your cell phones, video cameras. It's both for pictures and videos. Every quarter, somebody wins $100. It doesn't have to be of a jumping dog. It doesn't have to be of a duel. It doesn't have to be of a dog in the air. Anything that has to do with Doc Dogs, Dueling Dogs, could be that cute moment with a handler and a pet. Maybe it's that puppy kiss on the face, or that silly look on a dog's face, or a handler's face. Who knows? You make those photos, you make those videos, and you send them in. Check it out at DocDogs.com for more details, and look for the photo and video contest. All right, well, this past weekend, I was in Spencer, Massachusetts at the Northeast Regional Championships. Had a great time there. Even though we'd already had some invites, we were there to play, we were there to get pictures and video for the upcoming World Championships, and of course to hang out and visit with our friends, which we did well. We accomplished that goal for sure. We got some pictures and video too, so that worked out as well. But just had a great time hanging out with everybody. Just love the Doc Dogs community and Doc Dogs people. They're so friendly and they're so fun, and it's just great to be hanging around with them. There were some that weren't there that we missed. I know, you know, some of them just had no other choice, and we understand, so hopefully we'll be seeing those people again on the dock soon. But I also had some guest hosts in Spencer, Massachusetts at the Northeast Regional Championships. That was exciting. I had Karen Pellegrino, who did a few interviews for me, and Kim Valancourt, who also did a few interviews, and I did one or two as well. And I talked to some great competitors. Between them all, I think it was new competitors and old competitors. Not old, existing. The veterans, you know what I mean? Not physically old, you know what I mean. No offense, old competitors. I'm one too. it was a great time. It was a lot of fun. Now, I'm very sorry that I was not able to find someone to do Radio Doc Dogs in Bozeman, Montana. I even put something out there on Facebook and got no replies for Bozeman, unfortunately. We really wanted to have that event covered just as equally, and that didn't work out. So in the future, if you think you might want to do this, it's not hard to do, And we're always looking for someone. It's going to be at these regional championships right now, and then we'll expand it out to the other Doc Dogs events as the season goes, just to help me keep everything coordinated. But you can always contact me at Jim Z on Facebook, message me, or you can send me an email at Labby, that's L-A-B-B-I-E, at Wowway, W-O-W-W-A-Y.com. Make sure you get the two W's in the middle of Wowway. So it's L-A-B-B-I-E at W-O-W-W-A-Y.com. You can email me or send me a message. I'm Jim Z on Facebook, and we can talk about how you might want to be a special guest host of Radio Doc Dogs at an upcoming Doc Dogs event. All right, so that's enough about all that. Let's get into it now with these interviews from the Northeast Regional Championships. I hope you like them. I enjoyed listening back to them and going through them just to get them all lined up here. Here we go.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hi, everybody. This is Karen Pellegrino. I'm guest host for Radio Doc Dog. I'm here at the Northeast Regional Championships with Kristen Ingersoll. Kristen, what are you currently doing?
Right now I am numbering balls that we are going to drop in the pool, and we are gathering donations for the Bark Foundation.
That's awesome. How much have you sold so far?
So far, we're definitely about 230, 240.
That's great. I can't wait to see that. That'll be my first time seeing one of the ball drops. Should be cool.
Mine too. I have not seen one yet either.
Kristen, what kind of dog do you have?
I have an American Pitbull Terrier named Patches.
Is she here today?
She is not. She was feeling a little under the weather, so we didn't want to push her.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Patches does great in all competitions. She's an iron dog, isn't she?
Not yet. We're hoping to do our first extreme vertical at the Union Fair coming up in August.
Is that a club event?
Yep, it's a club event for Seacoast Dock Dogs.
Kristen is also on the board of Seacoast Dock Dogs, so, and that is out of where?
Berwick, Maine.
How many members do you currently have?
I believe we have at least, I could say, like 120 or so.
It's one of the great clubs in the New England region. We have a lot of great clubs up here, and everybody works together. It's great to see.
Oh, yeah, a lot of teamwork, you know, makes everything run smoothly, and everything works much better.
Kristen really believes in the Pitbull Terrier having, like, a brand ambassador, and Patches is definitely one of that. Does she do other things besides Doc Dogs?
Yep, she's a certified therapy dog, so we do visit a lot of nursing homes. She's also a canine good citizen. We do barn hunt, nose work, weight pull, you name it, she can do it, basically.
She's an all-around great dog, and I can't wait to see her back on the dock and in shape once she gets a little better again.
Thank you very much.
This is Kim Valancourt, your guest host, Radio Doc Dogs, and I'm sitting here with somebody that you may know. Some strange person, I think, that wants to talk about the importance of bringing the right dog to the dock. Mr. Jim Zalasko, would you like to tell us about bringing the correct dog to the dock?
This is a test interview, just for Kim's sake. And so this will definitely probably be erased, edited, bloopers, whatever. There's chocolate dog and yellow dog here in our family. And I'm not colorblind, and I don't even think a colorblind person could mess that up. But yeah, for the first time in, I don't know, 9 years or whatever, I brought the wrong dog to the dock. So sue me.
Did you have the right leash with the right dog? Do those make differences?
I had the wrong dog on the wrong leash.
And how did you do when you finally got the right dog?
I ended up having the wrong toy.
Oh, no.
Still, because of course I was in a hurry and didn't want to hold everybody up who was patiently waiting for me to get the right dog. But we did okay. It was Cammy, who I was supposed to have. And so I thought, well, I got the wrong toy. Let's try chase technique because we haven't done it in a while. And she jumped in there like 4 feet or something like that.
Okay.
But that's Cammy, you know.
That's good. Okay. And the judges were gracious about you getting the different dog.
Yeah, they were very kind in giving me the time and letting me stew in my own mistake there for a moment on the dock. Yes.
So all you people out there know that usually they'll be okay, but it's not usually a thing that you want to do. I'm sure they weren't very kind to you on the microphone.
They were very pleasant, and it doesn't change the fact I will still sit back in my tent when somebody else gets the wrong dog and make fun of them for doing that.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't change a thing here.
Well, thank you, Jim Z. Nice talking to you.
Thanks. I am here with Jennifer Dalton. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jim.
And the Northeast Regional Championships are just about wrapping up. And Your husband's making some lewd movements over there. I'm not sure what's... I don't know what's happening. I think he's trying to break you up, crack you up. But that would be Jesse.
I think he's working, Jim.
You know, well, that's all right. Jesse needs to blow off some steam. His throws weren't very good this weekend.
It's a tough one, Jim.
You arranged a lot of the fun on Friday night for the social here at the Northeast Regional Championships. Thank you very much for your work put into that. And the photo tent just over by us here, too, and all the little props and everything. Thanks for that. But how did it go? How did the game turn out and everything like that? What'd you think?
It was really good. I had a lot of help from Karen Pellegrino and Amy Douglas. We kind of organized everything about a week or two in advance and found some fun games on YouTube, the drunk waiter game and the toilet paper game, which was really comical, and the classic sack race, potato sack race.
Right, yep.
And pin the tail on the donkey, we turned that into pin the ponytail on Kevin Belanger, which is, he's a staple here in the Northeast for his long hair. So it was a lot of fun. I think everybody who played had a good time, and we've got some great pictures to share. And I'm
yeah,
sure
it was fun.
Too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got some video and some pictures of, yeah. of Doc Dogs people doing something other than jumping their dogs,
Absolutely.
Which is always interesting and fun to do. That's fantastic. And then you did some dog jumping, too, by the way, while you were here at the regionals. How'd
that
go?
I did. You know, I took Tahoe into the non-titled rounds of qualification, and we did pretty good. Our first day, we struggled a little bit. My throws were a little off, which has been par for the course.
You had that one, though, that was perfect, though.
Yep, my second round was a lot better. I think right now we're seated to get into finals, so we'll see how that goes.
Cool.
Absolutely. He's my little buddy, so hopefully we can pull out a big jump in finals.
And what about any of the other rounds? Did you get any? Did you go to other rounds? Did you make finals?
I didn't jump any other dogs this weekend. Jesse's been jumping everybody, and he's done really well. He jumped Tahoe, Beckett, and Molly, in Master and Top Gun. Epic, our little Jack Russell, got into Lapdog and is heading to World Championships, which is awesome.
Cool.
Because we just picked him up from Rescue at Worlds last year in Dubuque. So
wow.
He'll be heading back there. So
and he's going to go back to Dubuque,
yeah.
but this time as a champion qualifier
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
So how cool is that for a Rescue?
It's awesome.
That is
Very
awesome.
Cool.
So. All right, well, thanks, Jen. Appreciate all your hard work this weekend.
Thanks,
it was a lot
Jim.
Of fun. Thanks for spending your time to let everybody else and have everybody else have some fun.
Thanks, Jim. It was great, and we look forward to hopefully hosting another regional championships in the Northeast in the future.
That would be fun. Great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for coming.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's Glycoflex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. Glycoflex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
This is Kim Valancourt, guest host for Doc Dogs Radio, and I'm sitting here with Charlene and Tom Shea. Tom, I just completely blanked on your name.
Easily done. My wife forgets it all the time.
I can't remember.
I was like, uh-oh, nerves. So, Charlene, I hear you had a big win today.
Yes, we did. With Arrow, he won the Master Division.
Master Division.
23-foot jump.
Amazing, 23 wow. feet, and you guys have been having some great success with him.
He's come along very well in the last few months. He started off slow, but he's really come along, and we're really, really happy with him.
It's a very sweet Golden Retriever sitting right here with us, and it was a battle for the finals with Tom and Charlene, and you squeaked Tom out by
2 inches, I think.
2 inches. Wow. And you two are longtime competitors in the sport. How many years is this for you guys?
2007.
Oh,
with Shannon.
With
our
Shannon.
First little golden.
She was an amazing jumping dog, boy.
Oh, she got us really into this. Our first event, we stopped to see what it would be like. Said, oh, we've heard of this. Let's just bring Shannon. And she just tore down the dock at 19 feet, and people were say, that's a good jumper going, is it? We didn't know. And
I think she was 9 months old.
She was very, 9 months old, made the finals, which we couldn't go back the next day. But it got us started, and we loved it ever since. I loved the people involved with this.
Where was the event, your first event?
Millerton.
Oh,
right,
Hudson
Millerton,
Valley?
New York, with Hudson Valley.
Nice.
And we just kept jumping. And then with Murphy.
And then with Shannon's Murphy, who equally had success.
Very, very athletic boy, just like his mom.
And still with the Goldens. Yeah. The beautiful Reds.
Well, we have Bonnie here.
Terrific.
Who doesn't jump.
Awesome.
Well, don't all jump.
Congratulations, thank and thank you for your time.
Wow. Hi, everyone. This is Karen Pellegrino. I'm here at the Northeast Regional Championships with April Pelletier and Justin Matthew. April is already trying to make me laugh, so we're going to see how this interview goes. It might be a little rocky. Justin, where do you come from?
I come from Raynham, Massachusetts.
And April?
I don't have a home. I don't know what to say because I don't have like a permanent address.
And it's off to a great start already. April's apparently living out of her car recently. April, you want to talk about your two dogs that you have in the competition?
Sure. I have Serafina. She's 5 years old. She's an Aussie Border Collie mix. She's in the lap dog division. She'll be competing in finals this afternoon. And then I have Aviva, who's an almost two-year-old Belgian Malinois, and she competed in the senior Big Air qualifier.
April always has to be careful because I want to steal a Serafina all the time. She's going to be ending up in my car by the end of today. Justin, who do you have in the competition?
I just have my female Malinois, Casey, who's 2 years old, and she's competing in the Master Division Finals today.
Oh, that's right. I'm jumping Silo, Justin's dog, in the non-titled division, which is new this year, so it's a lot of fun. So we'll see if we make finals for that.
There's another wave before finals for that, or is there a final competition for that?
There's another wave around noon, I think, today, so we can jump again, and then they'll take the top six dogs from the weekend who've jumped in the non-titled, and they'll have finals, and the top dog will get an invite to Worlds. So
I have a personal memory about Silo from last year at Worlds when he wouldn't get out of the pool, and I got soaked trying to get him out.
Still owe you a t-shirt for that one.
Yes, you do. Hey, you can buy me one today.
I'll get you a Clem's one.
Well, I wish you guys both the best of luck, and we'll see you soon, and hopefully see you at Worlds, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
I have Sharon Lynch here. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. And we just saw you a couple weeks ago at the Canadian Regional Championships.
Yep.
And now here you're at the Northeast Regional Championships.
Yep. The
woohoo.
Little leaping lunatics at it again.
I know, right? Right? How's Maisie doing?
She's doing phenomenally well. She's in finals for Speed Retrieve Nitro. She did a fantastic time of 6.4 yesterday.
Whoa, so cool.
Yeah, I'm ecstatic. So.
Awesome. Yep. That is awesome. What else did you do this weekend?
That's it.
That's it?
Yep, I figured we had our master's invite from Canada, so we'll just do speed and concentrate on that.
You get to kind of relax and sit back a little bit, not trying so hard. Maybe you are, I don't know. My take is, I get to relax now. If you get some additional invites, that's cool, but, the hard work's done. Now I can enjoy things instead of worrying about, am I going to get that invite?
That's what I figured. And Emma, our older dogs, had her invite for Legends in Syracuse in January. So
we're
kind of just chilling
here
now.
Nice.
Now
nice,
we're set.
Yeah.
We're going.
Not to take anything away from the people that got their invites here, because I know they're excited and super happy, and that's great. Happy for them, too. So awesome. And what do you think of this event here this weekend?
This is an awesome event. This is our third time here.
Yeah.
And we just love it. It's only an hour and a half from home, so it's kind of nice. My mom and dad and my brother and my nephew came up yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Gus was originally the youngest fan here yesterday. Thought it was the best thing ever.
That's awesome. Do you go in the store at Clem's there? And
yeah, it's crazy in there.
It's a cool store. I love it.
Yep. My mom was in there for 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah, it's hard to go in there and not come out with something, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, thanks, Sharon. Really appreciate your time. Great seeing you again. I haven't seen
no
you
problem.
In so long, and then twice in a couple weeks. So
it's been crazy.
That's awesome. So, all right, well, good luck in the finals.
No problem. We'll see you later.
And welcome.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hi, everyone. This is Karen Pellegrino at the Northeast Regional Championships. I'm here with...
Lizzie Felton.
And...
Gabby Felton.
Guys, what dogs did you bring today?
I have Ralphie.
I have Riley.
And have you made the finals?
Ralphie placed first in the veteran finals.
Congratulations.
No, I didn't make it.
That's okay. We can certainly try again soon, right? How long have you guys been doing Doc Dogs?
This is our 9th year competing.
This is my 5th year.
And Lizzie, you have quite the resume. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
I started competing with Ralphie in 2008 at the Dutchess County Fair. And from there, we competed at the Doc Dogs World Championship in 2010 for the Youth Handler Division, where we placed first. And we've been invited to 6 World Championships since then.
That is quite impressive. And how old are you?
18.
quite a resume for somebody so young. And how about you with Riley?
I've been competing for 5 years. We made it to Worlds, what were you? 2 times. What year was that? I think it was like 2 years ago we went to Worlds for youth. And then this year I'll be going with Ralphie.
That is amazing, you guys. I wish you the best of luck in Iowa. Hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Kim Valancourt, guest host for Doc Dogs Radio. I'm sitting here with members of Green Mountain Doc Dogs. I have Kim Krause, Melissa Vladka, James Vladka, Jill Trepanier. All right, here we go. And Mark Krause. It's nice to be with you guys all again. I miss Vermont in the worst way. So who wants to tell me about their day, their weekend? I know we had some personal bests here.
Yeah.
Okay, James.
So today's little storm saved it for today and jumped to her personal best on camera. They were pretty close and secured her spot, second place in finals today to get a world invite. So we're going back.
Yeah.
So from we're not going to worlds to.
We're going to worlds.
Kim, you want to tell us about your weekend?
I'm just here for support.
She's their cheerleader, but boy, oh boy.
Yes, she heard good news on her Rosie dog. Young Rosie isn't competing this weekend because she had surgery this week. But it's good news, so we're very, very happy.
And it's not cancer.
And it is not cancer.
Yay!
There's another Green Mountain Doc Dogger right here.
Another Green Mountain. Oh, awesome. Jill, you made finals today too.
Yes, we had to come in the back door.
Okay.
We from 4th to 6th, back to 4th.
Oh!
Snuck in.
Congratulations. In what division?
Senior
division. And Mark?
We had a little tough time today with Masters division. Cooper's master, but had a couple tough jumps in the finals. And
it's a tough division.
We still got the EV to contend with and looking to make it in there and work on the rest of the year for maybe your Masters.
It was a hot weekend.
It was very hot, very hot.
Very fun jumping time
in
we
the
had.
90s, jumped a lot here. Yesterday, so.
Great time it comes.
But,
yeah, and here's.
Great show.
Great. And Mark Roble with Rain. Want to tell us about your weekend?
So far, we're 3rd in Iron Dog Titan.
Fantastic.
And we still got Speed and EV this afternoon.
Terrific.
And he's going to the world in Iron Dog.
Yes, we're going to
the world. You're going to Worlds. So tell us what's coming up for Green Mountain.
We got an event coming up, don't we?
Well, we're working right now on an event coming up at the end of September, trying to secure the date with Doc Dogs Worldwide to have a club challenge at our place and any other club that wants to come or start the process of more than just a club challenge in this region if it's a club that wants to come out of Canada and represent.
Fantastic.
And start a little challenge for all the clubs.
Sounds like it's been thrown down. Great. We'll be looking forward to that. Thanks, guys, for talking with me.
Thank you.
It's Angie Jones and her rent-a-dog, Aries, here at the Northeast Regional Championships. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
We're walking Aries here. Well, I'm really not. I'm just walking. But we're waiting for Aries to do something. I don't know if you have any specific in mind, one or two or both, but...
both would be nice. We like to, you know, lighten the load a little bit.
You're looking for both? Okay.
You know, gravity, you know, does come to play, so the lighter we can get, the better.
Right. So, you and Aries... Oh, and there we got number one. Sorry, truck trying to come through. Hold up. Priorities here. You guys are in finals?
Yeah, for the non-title teams.
Excellent. Cool. How fun is that? What do you think of this this weekend? Have you ever been to this event before in the past?
Actually, for me personally, it's my first time competing in Massachusetts, so another state.
Ah, yay!
Knock off my list. Yeah.
Good for you. Cool. Awesome. And what do you think so far?
I'm having a good time. Yeah.
Good.
So.
Good. That is awesome.
It's a nice event.
It is. It's nice. Could be a little cooler, but that's okay. At least it's not. We haven't had any bad storms come through or anything yet. So.
Yeah, this has been better than Friday. Friday was very icky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, great, Angie. Well, good luck in those non-titled finals there. And it's always great to see you out at the Doc Dogs event. Of course, you're probably the longest time competitor here by far for anybody. So, you obviously know what you're doing. Any new dogs you've seen impress you, by the way, while you've been here? Or one that caught your eye that was like, wow, that's going to be a good one coming in the future?
Well, just watching the non-titled, there's a couple new mouths that I saw. And that little girl,
who
was, what, 9 years old?
Yep.
And that was pretty nice to see her.
Always
really nice throwing, what you get her, 20 feet, I think, with her dog. So.
Yeah, always great seeing the youth competitors. Cool. All right, well, thanks again, Angie. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good one.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's dog treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
This is Kim Valancourt, guest host for Doc Dogs Radio, and I'm here with two people very special and near and dear to my heart. This is my husband, the birthday boy, John Valancourt, who had a massive touch of food poisoning yesterday, still managed to hold on to the second place master qualifying spot. John, you want to tell us about your weekend?
It was sickly.
Now tell us really about your weekend.
Had a good time.
What were some of the high spots?
Catching placement for my dogs.
Okay, and where did you place? I did mention the master, but I believe you have more
than
one dog.
Third place, Amira, and my wife got first place with Ice.
Oh, well, congratulations to your wife.
Got showed up by my wife again.
And
Merry Christmas.
And also here with us, she rode up with us in the car in spite of our flat tire. It was an 8-hour drive. Thank you, Krista Carter.
And Pet Boys.
Pet Boys saved our lives. Krista, tell us about your weekend.
Oh, I don't even think I can explain it.
So this was your first regionals, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what did you expect when you came here?
I didn't really expect anything except for just to have fun and make the best of it.
And you achieved that goal?
Absolutely.
So tell me about you and your dog and where you ended up.
Oh, well, I guess we're going to go to Worlds now.
You're going to Worlds. In what division?
Senior.
And your dog? His name is?
Chevy.
His name is, she's like, what? Yes, Chevy. Chevy's a beautiful little Australian shepherd, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, guys. Uh-huh. Members of Delmarva Doc Dogs. Give our club a little plug. And Kim Valancourt signing out.
Hi, everyone. This is Karen Pellegrino at the Northeast Regional Championships. I'm here with Jim Lyons, and I wish this was TV Doc Dogs instead of Radio Doc Dogs, because Jim has got quite the spread out here at the championships. He brought his camper. They have breakfast out here for everybody, bacon, eggs, sausage.
Some coffee.
Jim, and also on the back of your camper, I noticed that you have a great new logo. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so
Team Belly Rub is our team logo. And we've got a big picture of Charlie jumping from an event last year. And our motto is too fat to fly.
And that is also on the back of the camper, along with a photo booth that they set up so everybody can take pictures of their dogs in crazy costumes. That's a great idea.
Well, that was Beantown's idea. That was Jennifer. She thought that would be really fun for all the dogs to do, and bring your medals and sit in front of it and put your hats on and glasses on and, yeah, do a level that too.
So, Jim, are you competing with Charlie in this event?
Yes, we were competing with Charlie. We jumped on Friday and Saturday and this morning. We finished with, I believe, our biggest jump of the day was a whole 3 feet, 9 inches.
And Charlie is a beautiful yellow lab. How old is he now?
Charlie is almost 10 and a half.
And he was a rescue?
Yes, he was. He was our first rescue from Labs for Rescue. We now have two more labs from Labs for Rescue and a German Shepherd that was lost and found by us and adopted by us.
Amy and Jim have great stories of all foster fails, and they have four dogs. They're all beautiful, and they are all living the life now. I'm glad that they've found forever homes with you guys.
Yeah, so are we. It's if we had a bigger house and more money, we'd have more dogs.
Amy's shaking her head no, but I think she's the one who has done a couple of the foster.
Yeah, Labs for Rescue gets me on really good days when they call. It's usually involved beer.
Well, I thank you guys for providing breakfast for us, and I'm sure we'll be seeing more of Charlie. Good luck at the World Championships.
Thank you very much, and it was my pleasure. We love doing this. We love all the teams and rooting everybody on, and hopefully we'll see everybody in Iowa.
Thank you.
I am with Jesse Dalton here at the Northeast Regional Championships. Jesse is with the Upbeat Canine, Beantown Dock Dogs, and probably a dozen other things I'm forgetting between all your dogs and everything. But having a great weekend here, competing in several finals, I noticed. And
yep. Yeah, we've had a great weekend so far.
That's cool. That is awesome. So tell us who did what and how they did.
So Tahoe came out and won Spartan Iron Dog. Super Elite, we're about to go up a high flyer. Molly won Titan Iron Dog, Turbo Speed Retrieve, and she's about to go for Top Gun here in a little bit.
Awesome.
And Beckett took third place in Masters, and is about to go for Top Gun. And then Epic took fourth in Lap Dog, and Abby took third in Veteran.
Yeah, and Abby and Veteran Dogs here. That was your first official Veteran Dog jumps with Abby? Or first regionals.
Yeah, it's our first regionals doing Veteran with Abby.
Cool.
It's kind of bittersweet.
Yeah. Most people, a lot of people know what you're talking about. Yep, I know the same feeling. So,
yep.
But that's pretty cool. That's awesome. So what else is going on for your Dock Dog season? Now we know you'll be going to Dubuque, but Beantown have some events coming up?
Yeah, Beantown's got the Canine Carnival in September.
Cool.
That's a great event. It's going to be our second year doing it, so
yeah, that's a fun
get a good
place.
Turnout. Yeah, it was a blast last year. And then a couple other local events here, and then we'll head out to Dubuque.
Cool. Very cool. Well, awesome. Well, thanks, Jesse. Good luck in the finals here for EV.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in Dubuque.
Sounds good. Thanks.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
Just outstanding. Karen, Kim, you did a wonderful job. Thank you very much for filling in as guest hosts of Radio Dock Dogs, getting some of those interviews there at the Northeast Regional Championships at Clem's in Spencer, Massachusetts. It was a lot of fun, and I think that reflected in a lot of both the interviewees and the interviewers as those interviews went on. So great time, great for everything. Well, thanks everyone once again for tuning in to Radio Dock Dogs. I really appreciate it. I'm your host, Jim Z. Whatever you're doing this weekend, travel safe, be safe, have a lot of fun, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Dock Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Dock Dogs.